Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Yoram Schweitzer, a former intelligence operative and today head of the program on terrorism and low-intensity conflict at the Tel Aviv-based Institute for National Security Studies. The whole world is focused on a deadly health pandemic. Has this opened the door for terrorist groups to perpetrate attacks or at the very least regroup?
It may open the door for them, allegedly, because police and armies are involved, mainly police, involved in trying to make some order in this chaotic situation. But I think that whether it's going to happen in a very seldom way, I don't think it's a time for them, first of all, to overcome their own difficulties. If I have to bet, and usually I don't like to bet, When the future is concerned, I would say that this is not a convenient time for them to operate. If you look at what they are writing, some of them, on the corona, they are mostly focusing on their own people to be cautious and try to avoid being infected rather than encouraging their own people to take advantage of this situation.
Somehow, it sounds like a lost opportunity. Is it for real?
What do you mean, lost opportunity for them?
Yes. All of Europe and much of the world, but especially Europe, is in terrible upheaval right now over coronavirus. The police and security authorities are busy, as you yourself said. Wouldn't this be a good time? After all, they do carry out suicide bombings. Wouldn't this be a good time for them to exploit the situation?
They would do a suicide bombing against whom? Against an empty malls? Against empty markets? Look, they are not immune from this upheaval, not physically and not emotionally and not administratively. I think that in spite of what people may think, this is not a good opportunity for them. There are no targets, actually, in the streets. And I think if you look at those few tributes to this situation, they mainly focus on instructions, how to avoid the corona themselves. And, of course, they look at it as a deed of God. It's a plague inflicted by God, etc.
You are listening to Yoram Schweitzer, a former intelligence operative and today head of the program on terrorism and low-intensity conflict at the Tel Aviv-based Institute for National Security Studies. The U.S. recently took the time to declare the new head of Islamic State a specially designated global terrorist. Wasn't ISIS more or less defeated?
I would say that IS, the Islamic State, as an entity, was militarily defeated. It turned itself into Daesh, ISIS, and they are operating as dispersed cells and networks in Syria and in Iraq. They are still active, operating. Their affiliates abroad are also still operative. They were not attacked by the disappearance of their leader and of the entity. And they would probably, in a period where they are reorganized themselves, and preparing themselves for the future combat. Besides the fact that we are all now in a situation when there is a problem which encompasses the whole world, including the terrorists themselves.
What other groups, especially at a time like this, when we are all preoccupied, would be worth watching?
I would make some kind of distinction between the current situation all over the world and the future when hopefully and probably we'll recuperate and come back to normal life. If you had talked to me before the corona erupted, I would definitely say that one should watch and look very prudently and carefully of how the ISIS, Al-Qaeda and their camps and others are reorganizing themselves for future combat to recover from the defeat, military defeat that they suffered. And I think that we are going to see the potential of these elements regrouping and reorganizing and in future operating again. This is something that for me, it's almost inevitable.
Yoram Schweitzer, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.